KFFB is 106.1 FM. This is Bob Connell thanking you so much for joining us for another edition of our open mic program. And today we're talking with Senator Blanche Lincoln. And Senator, thanks so much for taking time and talking with us.
Thank you, Bob. It's always great to be with you and your listeners.
As we continue this whole week, we've been talking about health care and economy, but other thing going on this week, school starts for the colleges and the public school and all the other schools as well. And let's talk about education and also seniors today.
You bet. That's a great topic. We'll talk about certainly two of our most important initiatives there, and that is for all of us, and that is caring for our children and caring for our seniors. And for our children, you know, it is kind of back to school time, and folks are getting ready to get their kids back in school. We've got so many needs out there in education. Of course, education is not a real glamorous issue, so it doesn't get a whole lot of attention in Washington. We started the No Child Left Behind initiative several years ago under President Bush, and although about 2 years ago, I guess, I did a listening series of meetings across our state with administrators, school administrators, principals, teachers, parents, business leaders, and students as well, to kind of talk about where that No Child Left Behind was taking us. And, you know, we kind of heard the same consistent thing in most of our I think we had about seven meetings across the state, well attended as well. And what we talked about was the fact that teachers and administrators all said collectively, they said, don't lower your expectations of us. We want to improve. Our job is to help each child reach their potential. And so don't lower your expectations of us, but give us goals that we can reach. And that's the biggest issue we have, I think, with No Child Left Behind in our school systems, is to make sure we all want our children to come out with the best possible education they can have and can get. And that's what teachers and administrators want. But they get wrapped up in so much paperwork and red tape oftentimes that, you know, being able to individualize education for different regions of our state and different regions of our country becomes a challenge. So we've been working with our schools and administrators on a lot of different things. After those listening tours, I came back, and with one of my Republican colleagues, who's a good friend of mine, Mike Crapo from Idaho, we actually wrote a bill, because we started talking about it and realized that we were hearing the same thing in both of our meetings. He's done the same thing with the listening tour across his state, and we were hearing the same things, basically giving flexibility, making sure that folks had the flexibility, teachers particularly, to be able to reach the goals that we set, making sure that our special needs students were getting the time with instructors that they needed, you know, looking at making sure that when we had schools that were faced with particular challenges, whether it was non-English-speaking students or whether it was lower income, you know, a whole different focus of challenges, that they weren't getting penalized by you know, particularly children that may have may contributing more than one concern to the challenges that the school was facing, but they were being given the resources and the time to be able to meet the goals that they'd set for, whether, as I said, whether it was making sure they were reading at a proficient grade level, making sure that those students who were trying to build their English skills, making sure that English is a first language was being instructed, but making sure that they realized the challenges that they faced in a student that needed that. Just a whole host of different other things.
Now, what about the seniors? I know this is something as a topic that we're seeing the baby boomers become retired, and that means the senior population is growing at a fast pace.
Well, it is, and there's everything from housing needs to obviously health care, but we're also seeing a rise in depression in seniors, and so we also have, you know, some needs to deal with their mental health needs. I've been in Arkansas, and, you know, last week got to speak to the statewide meeting of mental health professionals, and really recognizing the need among our seniors to have the same kind of counseling, as well as someone there, the option of having someone to really talk to. So our seniors are going through a lot of different things. You know, the world is changing. I know my mom's been pretty good about getting into email, and she's not so quite so quick into the internet, but at least being able to converse with people through email, because you know, as the world changes, whether it's the work world or the way that we do things, it's harder for them to change and to meet those changes. Their health care needs, particularly in prescription drugs. We're working in the new health care reform package to make sure that those seniors that get caught in a what's been called a donut hole, that they will not, that we can, over a 10-year period, eliminate the donut hole, which is where seniors end up having to pay full price or cover the full coverage of their prescription drugs in between about, I think it's $2,600 and $5,000 until they reach a catastrophic level. And, of course, prescription drugs are not inexpensive, and we want to make sure we eliminate that for them because that's one less headache for them. But there's a lot going on in our seniors' lives, and it's important for us. Housing is a big issue as well. Reaching a good balance between, you know, long-term care needs. One of the things that Senator Grassley and I have been working on, one of my Republican colleagues on the Senate Finance Committee, is providing tax incentives for long-term care, insurance policies and other things like that, beginning to help create a greater arena of access for those things so that, of course, people that are nearing or even starting at an earlier age, being able to prepare for those golden years. I mean, that's so important to be able to prepare for that, their work or other things like that. So we've got a lot going on with seniors as well. Also making sure that we protect our seniors. Again, as I mentioned, in that changing world where, both telephones and computers and everything seem to dominate people's lives, our seniors sometimes get approached in ways that can be threatening to them because they don't understand or they're not sure who's calling or what they're doing. Our Elder Justice Act, which I've been a big part of, is something myself and Senator Cole, along with Senator Hatch, we've been working on an Elder Justice Act for years to make sure that any abuse of our seniors. We have actually federal programs now with actual federal employees on our violence against women in this country, and certainly in terms of our protection of children. But there's really no one spot that takes care of the violence that our seniors see, the way that they can be abused, both verbally and physically and a whole host of other things, but making sure that we've actually got an act on the books that really protects our seniors. And so we've been working on our Elder Justice Act and hoping that we'll be able to incorporate some of it into our health care reform, but making sure that people realize that our seniors are very vulnerable and we need to make sure that we're looking out for them, that our laws protect them, and more importantly, that our communities protect them. I know our Attorney General, Dustin McDaniel, has done a great job in terms of some of the caller problems that we're seeing, some of the people being inundated by calls in their homes. Lots of different things that may seem minimal to us just because we're in a hurry and we're getting kids off to school and dinner ready for family when they come home, getting to work ourselves. We just simply say no thank you and we hang up. Seniors that are sitting in their homes for hours who get those calls and who are concerned and worried about the future. But those calls can be that much more intimidating to them. We've got to make sure that we're taking care of those things. So looking after our seniors is critical. I grew up within walking distance of both sets of my grandparents and my aunts and uncles, and growing up in that environment was tremendously nurturing and supportive of me and has allowed me to do so many of the things that I've been able to do. And it's a critical thing to realize that we have much to learn from our seniors, and more importantly, we have a great responsibility to take care of them.
You've been listening to KFFB 106.1 FM's Open Mic program. We've been talking with Senator Blanche Lincoln right here on KFFB. All this month, we've been featuring the Arkansas delegation, Senator Mark Pryor, Congressman Vic Snyder. This week, Senator Blanche Lincoln. And next week, Congressman Marion Barry. You can go to KFFB.com and hear all these programs. Hear them discuss today's topics and their position. That's KFFB.com. Click on the Open Mic program. And join us for Open Mic tomorrow as we'll be talking with Senator Blanche Lincoln about veterans and defense.